Sometimes it seems like what you really need to be happy is just a little bit more than you've got now. Listen to this.
Mom, remember what I said I wanted most for Christmas?
Sure, your Betty Buckskin doll.
Right. And I told you if you got me a Betty Buckskin doll, I'd be the happiest person in the world, and I wouldn't want anything else ever again.
That was the general idea, yes.
Guess what I found out today? Betty Buckskin has this really good friend, Murray Motormouth, and they really like to sing together. All I need to do is plug him in here and Murray.
Things like toys and games and clothes don't stay new very long, do they? In fact, they can get boring before Christmas is even over. Well, we're going to see how one young lady discovered how to make the excitement of Christmas last all year long on today's Adventure and Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Chris here. Today we're going to meet a girl named Annie. She got more Christmas presents than you can imagine, but that was yesterday. Today Annie's bored, and she's looking for something to do. Well, with Whit's help, she's going to have a holiday adventure and see a side of Christmas she never dreamed of. And we're going to go along with her when our adventure and Odyssey begins right after this. Was the day after Christmas, and out in the yard, all the children were playing, and playing quite hard. But here at Whit's End, the work didn't stop. Whit was filling up food boxes clear to the top. Then just as John Avery was ready to go, young Miss Annie McNeil came in from the snow.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi there, Annie. Say, what brings you out and about on the day after Christmas?
I don't know. Just looking for something to do, I guess.
Say, is that a new coat you have on?
Yeah, my stepdad gave it to me.
Well, it's very becoming.
I don't like the color. I'll probably exchange it.
Oh? Well, I still think you look very pretty in it. So, were there some other presents under the tree with your name on them?
Yeah, I got a lot of other stuff.
Huh? What kind of stuff?
Well, there was a puff lamp and a Cabbage Patch doll named Carrie Elizabeth and one of those teddy bears that talks and moves like a robot.
Annie, that's quite a...
And a new pair of shoes and a bracelet.
Why, you must be...
Oh, and a Loretta Lovely Fashion Show compact disc player. It plays music and has a mirror so I can style my hair.
My goodness, all those wonderful presents at home and you're wandering around looking for something to do?
They're nice toys and everything, but after a while, they start getting boring.
Oh, I see.
Besides, my mother said I was being a pill and I should get out of the house for a while. What are you packing, Mr. Whittaker?
This? Oh, well, I'm getting ready to run some errands. Let's see. I got the food all together here and some toys for the little ones. Well, I guess that's about it.
Is this for your family?
No, not exactly.
Friends?
Yes, some special friends. You see, every year on the day after Christmas, I take a couple of boxes like this down to the folks at Foster Creek.
Foster Creek? Isn't that like a, well, you know...
A ghetto?
Yeah.
Well, some people call it that. Anyway, there's a pastor friend of mine down there, and we have a little celebration at his church. Practically everybody comes. We fix a meal, sing some songs. Oh, it's not much, but it's something I can do, and the people seem to appreciate it. Tell you what, why don't you come along with me?
I don't know.
Oh, it'll be an adventure, you'll see. I'll call your parents and see if it's all right with them. What do you say?
Well, I guess there's nothing else to do.
Good. Now, our first order of business is to take these last three boxes out to the car. If you can handle this one, I'll get the other two.
Okay.
Wow. Well, about another half mile and we'll be there.
Do people really live in these places, Mr. Whitaker? Some of those shacks look like they're made of cardboard.
They are, honey.
Everything's so dirty.
I know.
I think I want to go home now.
We'll head home soon enough. Here's the church.
It doesn't look like much of a church.
Well, maybe not on the outside, but it's something special on the inside.
Weird old friend, Merry Christmas to you. It's good of you to come.
You know I wouldn't miss this for anything, Clarence. It's good to see you.
Who's this beautiful little lady with you?
This is Annie, a friend of mine. Annie, this is Reverend Pike. He's the pastor of this church.
Hello.
Well, aren't you sweet? That's a lovely coat you're wearing.
Thank you.
She's so polite. Oh, I'd like you to meet the... Now, where did that boy go? Every time I turn around, he disappears. Tommy! Tommy!
Yeah, Reverend?
Tommy Wilkins, what are you doing up on that roof? Come down from there right now!
Yes, sir.
His father's out on one of those government-sponsored work programs, so I'm keeping an eye on him. Not very successfully, as you can tell. He's a handful. Tommy!
Yes, Reverend?
Oh, there you are. I want you to meet Mr. Whitaker and Annie.
Hi.
Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Mr. Whitaker's brought some food and toys for the get-together this afternoon.
Everything's in the trunk. The four of us should be able to carry it all in one trip.
Wonderful. Just put that down over there. I'll sort it out later.
Do we still have time to drop by Applegate Hall before everyone arrives?
Yes, sir, but we need to get a move on.
What's Applegate Hall?
It's kind of a hospital for folks who can't take care of themselves anymore.
Oh.
There are some special people there I'd like you to meet.
Whit, I don't think they'll let Annie in. No visitors under 16, remember?
Oh, Clarence, that's right. I completely forgot. Well, I guess...
Tell you what, you go on down by yourself. Tommy and Annie and I, we'll stay here and start getting things ready.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Now, you take your time. You be sure to say hi to Esther for me. She'll get such a kick out of seeing you again. You were all she talked about after you sang that song last year.
Right. Regular Perry Como.
Who?
Oh, never mind. I won't be long, Annie. Just stay here in the church and you'll be fine.
Hurry back.
I will. See you soon.
Well, I gotta go back to the office and see if I can find a key to the storage cabinet. Now, Tommy, you make our guests feel at home. And don't wander off, you understand? I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Are you rich?
What?
You look rich. Nobody around here has a new coat like that.
It's just a coat.
So are you?
Am I what?
Rich.
I don't think so.
Then you are. My dad says that only rich people don't know whether they're rich or not, because they have so much. When you're poor, you know it.
And you're poor?
You know it.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Hey, you want to see something really weird?
What is it?
There's this crazy old woman named Mrs. Rosini. She's got at least 100 cats crawling around her place. You gotta see it to believe it. Come on, it's right around the corner.
But we're supposed to stay here, remember?
Oh, come on. We'll be back before anybody knows we're gone.
Well...
It'll be a quick look and we'll come right back. Hurry, let's go.
Will I get my coat dirty?
No.
Oh, all right. But I better not get in trouble. I thought you said it was right around the corner. Are we lost? If you got us lost...
We're not lost. This alley goes straight down to Mrs. Rosini's house.
I don't like it back here. It smells bad.
It's an alley. It's supposed to smell bad.
What was that?
Just a rat. Don't worry about it.
A rat? Ugh, I want to go back now. I don't want to see any more.
Be quiet. This is it. Watch out for the gate here. You go ahead.
Hey, Tommy, is that you, Tommy?
Who's your girlfriend,
Annie,
Tommy?
Run.
Hey.
Who are those guys?
Locos.
Hey, Tommy, you're on our turf, man.
Locos?
It's a street gang. Now do what I said. Go around behind the house and be quiet.
Hey, man. Come on, Tommy. Come on, talk to us.
Come take a ride in our car, man.
I don't think he wants to be our friend. Come on.
Run!
get you.
Let me go! Let me go!
We'll be back with Adventures in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Hey, Tommy, where are you going?
Come on, get the car.
Let go of me!
Quiet, they'll hear you. Quick, in the house.
Who are you? What do you want with me?
Who am I? I live here. The question is, who are you?
Annie? Where's Tommy? What happened to Tommy?
Is that your friend, Tommy? No, he'll be okay. He's fast.
Why were those boys chasing him?
That's what they do. They're locos. This is their territory.
Locos? Isn't that Spanish for crazy?
Is it? Well, the name fits. Where in the world did you come from, child? And what are you doing in this neighborhood?
I came to help deliver some food and stuff to the church.
Well, this isn't the church. You were trespassing.
I'm sorry. Tommy said we...
I know. Tommy said I was a crazy old woman with 1,000 cats.
100.
100, 1,000. It's all in the mind. How many cats do you see here? What do you need, a calculator?
7, okay?
7 cats. So I keep a few cats for companionship. And suddenly, I'm a crazy old woman. Do 7 cats make me crazy?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what makes me crazy. Trespassers! Nobody respects anything anymore. People scare my kittens. What did they ever do to anyone? Come here, Matilda. Sweet baby. We take care of each other, don't we?
I like cats.
Where are you from, child?
Odyssey. Are you sure Tommy's okay? Shouldn't we call the police?
Probably.
Well?
Child, I haven't had a phone for, well, about 3 years now.
I think I should go.
No! The locos, they might still be out there.
We heard them drive away.
They could be watching the house. Maybe they're waiting for you to come out.
You think so?
I'll make some tea. Would you like some tea? I used to make hot cocoa on days like this. The children loved it so. But I haven't kept cocoa in this house since, well, a long time.
Tea is fine.
Good. I'll heat some water.
You had children?
Is that so surprising?
I was just asking.
2 boys.
Did they move away?
They died. They went fishing with their father, and the other driver was drunk. Didn't even see them.
I'm sorry.
It was a long, long time ago. Ah, our tea. I don't have any cream, but would you like some sugar?
No, thanks.
All right, Annie. Your turn. Now tell me all about yourself.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Anything. Why don't you tell me about your Christmas?
Well, on Christmas Eve, my brother and I nag Mom and Dad to let us open some of our presents. And they usually let us open one. Then they send us to bed early, but we can't go to sleep. After we do get to sleep, we wake up real early, like 5 o'clock, and drag Mom and Dad out of bed so we can open presents.
My father always said I couldn't get out of bed on Christmas Day until I could see daylight in my window. 1 year it was snowing outside. The sun never did come out, and I was afraid I'd be in bed till spring. Finally, Father came in and said I could get up.
Reverend Pike, Mr. Whitaker, come quick.
Tommy!
Thank the Lord you're all right. Where's Annie?
I took her to see the cats at Mrs. Rosini's house. Then the locos showed up.
Locos?
Well, you see, they're a street gang. Tommy, where is Annie?
I don't know. She was inside the gate at Mrs. Rosini's house when we split up.
Well, who's Mrs. Rosini?
She's a widow. Pretty much keeps to herself. Doesn't care much for children, I'm told. They annoy her cats.
Well, I'm not concerned with the cats just now. Tommy, you stay here in case she comes back on her own. And this time, don't move. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Good. Come on, Clarence. Go take my car.
And that was the year Father got Mother a refrigerator. That was the latest rage back then.
Really?
Oh, yes. Father was always the first one to bring home a new gadget or appliance. Anything mechanical. It just fascinated him.
Sounds like my brother. He's an electronics freak. Mrs. Rosini, it sounds like you had a great family.
The best.
Well, can I ask you,
If I had such a good family, and with all I had going for me, how come I ended up in a broken-down shack in Forest Creek? Isn't that the gist of it?
I didn't mean to be rude. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You weren't rude, child. I was rude. You were just naturally curious, that's all. After the accident, I just couldn't handle it, you know. I couldn't handle it mentally. So they sent me to a special hospital. I was in pretty bad shape. It took quite a while to sort out all the pieces, and by that time, all of our savings had gone to pay the bills. Everything was wiped out, except this house. And of course, this was a much nicer neighborhood back then. Anyway, I tried to find work, but there aren't many companies that have openings for ex-mental patients who've never had a job besides wife and mother.
Don't you get any money at all?
Oh, a little from the county and some state aid. It isn't much. But we do all right, don't we, Bennington? You know something, Annie. I learn a lot from these friends of mine. Bennington cut his foot one time, and I had to bandage it up real good. Boy, was he a sight. Well, anyway, when the time came to change the bandage, I saw that some blood had crusted on the gauze, and if I had just yanked it off, I'd open the wound all over again, and I knew I couldn't avoid hurting him. Now, you know cats are instinctive about pain, and if they're going to be hurt or think they're going to be hurt, they either run away or attack. Well, that's how they're made, you know. Can you imagine how much faith it took for Bennington to just lay there while I worked on his foot? And I couldn't explain the reasons to him. He wouldn't understand. He just had to trust me. He had to believe I knew what I was doing, even when it hurt. So every time I feel the old wound start to open again, I reach for Bennington. And he reminds me that God is still in control no matter what, even if it hurts.
Mrs. Rosini?
Yes?
Are you happy?
Happy? Well, happy can mean a lot of things. But I'd say yes. Generally, I'm happy.
Wouldn't you be happier if you had more money? A job, maybe?
Oh, I could use more money. Sure. I wouldn't mind a bit. But even if I had it, that's no guarantee I'd be happy. Why, millionaires commit suicide every day. It's what's in here that counts, Annie.
You mean in my heart?
In your heart. That kind of happiness comes straight from heaven when you're right with the Lord. If you hang on, Annie, there's not a single thing on earth that can take it away.
Hey, crazy lady, you want to come out and play?
Annie, get away from the window. Get off my property and leave me alone.
Hey, lady, you don't want to come out? Then we'll come in, okay?
I'm scared.
I know. So am I. But we'll... Go away. I'm warning you. Get away from my house.
Hello. Is everybody all right in there?
That's Mr. Whittaker.
Who?
My friend who brought me down here today.
Annie, are you in there?
Mr. Whittaker!
Are you two okay? Is either of you hurt?
No, just relieved.
Well, what happened to our friends with the rocks?
Sheriff's department picked them up.
I didn't even hear the sirens.
Sirens would have just scared them off. Sheriff wanted to catch them this time, so they came in on foot. I'm John Whittaker.
I'm Teresa Rossini.
Mr. Whittaker, Can Mrs. Rosini come back to the church with us?
Well, of course. There's plenty for everybody.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not much for socializing.
Oh, it's not the grand ballroom. Just friends, that's all.
Please come. Please.
Well, maybe, but just for a little while.
Yeah.
I'll just get my sweater.
Oh, my. What a delightful meal. Plenty for everybody.
I'm stuffed. I may not eat for a week.
You may not have time.
What do you mean?
Your disobedience is what started all this trouble in the first place.
I'm sorry.
I think you will be by the time you're done.
Done with what?
Replacing these broken windows. I'll stop by the hardware store tomorrow and pick up some glass. Then the two of you can pay me back.
How?
Well, for starters, you can install the new glass. Then I'm sure Mrs. Rossini has some odd jobs that need doing.
Good idea, Whit.
I'll check with your folks when we get back, Annie.
I hope they say yes. I'd kind of like to come back, even if I have to work.
Well, good for you. I think you have learned a lesson today.
And I have a bunch of clothes and toys and stuff that I don't need anymore. Maybe my mom will let me bring some of them, too.
Wonderful.
And maybe when we come back, we can stop at the store.
What for?
I'd like to buy a bag of cat food.
Oh.
What's Bennington's favorite flavor?
Sounds to me like Annie's found something really worthwhile to do with her time. And she's made some new friends, too. And not only that, she's learned a very important lesson. The fun we have getting Christmas presents can wear out pretty fast. But the excitement of giving, that lasts all year long. And the most precious gift we can give to others is ourselves. Our caring, our kindness, maybe some encouragement when the other person is having problems. Sometimes really caring about people means sharing what we have with someone in need. But most important of all, we can share about the gift God has given to us, eternal life through Jesus. And you know what? When we care about others, we're really showing how much we care for Jesus. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talks about people who are hungry or thirsty, people who don't have enough to wear, people who are lonely or in prison. And you know what he says? When we help even the lowest of one of these people, we're really helping him. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler and Steve Harris. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and Chuck Bolte is our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for Adventures in Odyssey.